All right, so who else out there feels like they're constantly juggling?
Juggling what?
You know, work, life, family, trying to keep all those plates spinning without completely losing your mind.
Oh, yeah. That whole work-life balance struggle. Tell me about it.
I think we all know that feeling, right? And it's funny because, you know, you sent in this article and it's about a TV show. And this show, well, it takes a pretty extreme approach to solving this problem. And honestly, it's got me thinking.
Okay, lay it on me. What's this show about?
So, picture this: a company that promises perfect work-life balance.
Sounds pretty good so far. Sign me up.
Right. Who wouldn't want that? But there's a twist.
Well, there's always a twist.
There is. They offer a procedure. And this procedure, well, it basically splits your consciousness in two. The you that shows up at work, the one that's answering emails, sitting in meetings that you has absolutely zero memory of your life outside of work.
Wow.
And vice versa. Your outside self has no clue what you do at work, who your colleagues are, any of it.
I mean, part of me is thinking, where do I sign up?
Right. That's exactly what I thought. No more Sunday night dread, no more taking work stress home with you. But then I start thinking about the implications. Like, what happens to your sense of self? Who are you if half of your experiences, half of your memories are just gone?
It's a total mind bender, isn't it? I mean, the idea of that complete separation, yeah, it's definitely tempting, but it does raise some huge ethical questions. Like, are we really talking about balance here, or is this just some super creepy form of control?
That's exactly what the article digs into. And it paints a pretty surreal picture of what life is like for these workers. Imagine you wake up at your desk, you have no idea how you got there, you have no memories of your family, friends, hobbies, anything outside those office walls.
It's almost like living in two completely separate realities.
Almost like you're two different people.
And it makes you think, doesn't it, about some of the pressures we're all facing these days, always being on for work, emails, Slack notifications popping up at all hours.
Yeah, you're expected to be available 24/7. It definitely feels like the line between our work life and personal life is getting blurrier and blurrier.
Exactly. And this show, it just takes that to the extreme, you know? Like, it's showing us what could happen if we lose those boundaries completely. What happens if work consumes us so much that we literally can't even remember who we are outside of it?
It's a scary thought, for sure. But okay, playing devil's advocate here. Couldn't this kind of separation actually make us better at our jobs? Like, if you're not distracted by personal stuff during work hours, maybe you're more focused, more productive.
That's a good point. Maybe you get more done in a shorter amount of time. And then theoretically, you'd have more free time and energy for your actual life when you're in that other reality. I mean, isn't that a kind of balance too?
Yeah, maybe it's not about blending, but about complete separation.
Right. But the article brings up a really good point about that. What happens if you have a family emergency, for example? Would your work self even be able to recognize that something was wrong?
Or, like, what if you get a call that your kid is sick at school? Would your work brain even know you have a kid? That's messed up.
Yeah, it gets complicated pretty fast. And there's another layer to this whole thing, which I think is even more disturbing. Let's not forget the company's role in all of this. They're the ones pushing this technology, right? And they claim it's all about promoting work-life balance.
Yeah, they say they're doing it for the employees' benefit.
Right, they say that. But I think the article really hits the nail on the head when it asks, what's the real motivation here? What are they really getting out of this? What kind of control does a company gain if they have employees who can't even remember their lives outside of work?
Whoa, yeah. It's like if you can't even remember who you are outside of work, then you're just a worker, right?
Yeah,
You're not a full person.
exactly. It feeds into this bigger concern we have, I think, about corporate power, about how much control companies have over our lives. I mean, we already see so much employee monitoring, data collection, all that. And this just takes it to a whole new terrifying level.
Totally. It makes you think, what's next? Microchipping employees so they never leave work.
It's not that far-fetched, is it? I mean, think about history, right? There's always been this tension between individual freedom, autonomy, and then these systems of control. And this whole show concept, it's tapping right into those anxieties we have.
It really does make you think about what it means to be human. Our experiences, our relationships, our memories, good and bad, they all shape who we are. To just slice those up, compartmentalize them like that, it's dehumanizing.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, where do you draw the line?
Right. Like, okay, we're obviously not about to undergo some sci-fi mind split procedure, but the pressures we're talking about, the blurring of boundaries, the feeling of needing to be on all the time, it's real.
It's definitely real. And that's what makes this show and this whole conversation so thought-provoking, even though it's fictional. It's pushing us to think about our own boundaries, our own priorities. Maybe it's not about separating work and life entirely, but it's about finding ways to create more space for ourselves, you know, more mental and emotional space, to protect our time, our energy, to remember that our worth isn't just tied to our productivity.
I love that. It's a reminder that we're more than just workers. We're friends, partners, parents, artists, athletes, whatever.
Exactly. We're all those things. And we need time and space to nurture those parts of ourselves.
This show, it might be fiction, but it's holding up a mirror to our anxieties, right? Like this fear we have of work taking over everything. And I think it's a wake-up call for all of us to really examine our own lives.
I think so, too.
What trade-offs are we making? Are we sacrificing too much in the name of work? What are our non-negotiables? You know, what are the things we absolutely need to protect to make sure we have a life outside of spreadsheets and deadlines?
Great questions.
Because creating a truly fulfilling life, it's about so much more than just clocking in and out, right?
Yeah.
So to everyone listening out there, I want to leave you with this. What boundaries do you need to set? What are you willing to compromise on? And what are you absolutely not willing to give up? Because we all deserve a life that has room for all the things that make us us, not just our work selves.
Here.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.